NPR's Pam Fessler has been reporting on the government's troubled response to Hurricane Katrina, and in her reporter's notebook this week, she shares a rare encounter between victims and bureaucrats.
Most congressional hearings are highly scripted. Witnesses testify, lawmakers ask questions. There are tensions and theatrics, but few surprises. At first, a hearing on housing for Hurricane Katrina victims was no exception.
Recovery is taking time. States have only spent $1,200,000,000.
Government witnesses testified at length on all they've done so far. But stewing in the back were public housing tenants from New Orleans who have yet to return to their homes. When the committee took a break, the tenants pounced.
Why are you guys playing politics with our lives and our families?
Sharon Sears Jasper and the others surrounded the witness table, confronting Roy Bernardi, Deputy Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, the man who holds their fate in his hands.
You keep lying about the fact that somebody, I don't know who it is, but I'm stressed out. I'm sick. I'm tired.
The tenants are upset because HUD plans to tear down their housing developments and replace them with new ones. But the tenants say the units are still livable.
There's nothing wrong with it.
But why can't we go back home?
Well, that's what they're having to hear.
I know it's not
to have to hear.
I know it's not to be trusted. They say they're going
to
do this and do that and don't do nothing.
We want you to go back home to another unit, to a better unit.
It was a sight to behold. The tenants pressed up against the table, anxious, upset. They wore brick-colored shirts for the bricks they say helped public housing withstand much of Katrina's wrath. Bernardi was the picture of a deputy secretary. Gray pinstripe suit, red tie, American flag pin in his lapel. He leaned forward, listening intently, trying to explain.
Answer my question.
The difference is whether they're livable or not. The inspectors have been through there. They indicate to us. They indicate to us that they're not. I mean, we're not doing this for any political reason, any money reason that I know of. Fact of the matter is we want to do what's best.
But why tear down something good to put something cheap up there that's not going to last?
Eventually, Bernardi got a reprieve when an aide whispered there was something he had to go do. But the exchange reminded me that there's still a huge divide between bureaucrats frustrated they can't do enough and hurricane victims certain that the rest of the nation has forgotten them and moved on.
NPR's Pam Fessler.